This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org.
A child visiting Yellowstone National Park was injured by a bison a week and a half ago. The incident occurred Friday, June 26th at 9:15 in the morning near Mud Volcano, just north of Fishing Bridge. The 12-year-old visitor was transported by emergency medical personnel to a nearby hospital. The incident remains under investigation. Park officials warned that the wildlife in Yellowstone, including bison, can be dangerous and become aggressive if people do not respect their space. Yellowstone National Park is not a zoo, and although every visitor is warned upon entry to the park and by signage and rangers throughout Yellowstone, visitors can be hurt by the wild animals who are taunted or approached too closely. Yellowstone National Park officials said bison have injured more people in Yellowstone than any other animal. They are unpredictable, can run 3 times faster than humans, and will defend their space when threatened. Last year, park officials reported 2 separate incidents of a person being gored by a bison in Yellowstone after approaching an animal too closely. And in the preceding years, there were 2 reported incidents of a person injured by a bison in 2024 and one in 2023. Park goers are advised to stay at least 25 yards away from all large animals, including bison, as well as elk, bighorn sheep, deer, moose, and coyotes, and at least 100 yards away from bears, wolves, and cougars. Yellowstone National Park officials said, "If wildlife approach you, move away to maintain the required distance. Never approach, touch, feed, or crowd wildlife, even if an animal appears calm." There's a new movement aimed at helping people to do more with less. It's a no-buy or buy-nothing challenge aimed to curb overconsumption and save money with a no-buy July. Also called low-buy July, the challenge doesn't mean spending no money at all. People must pay for essentials like housing, food, and utilities. Instead, the movement encourages and challenges people to be more mindful about how they budget and aims to curb or curtail altogether discretionary spending. No Buy July or Low Buy July asks people to be more calculated about which non-essential purchases they prioritize each month. At its core, a no-buy is exactly what it sounds like, choosing not to purchase certain items for a set period of time. The practice looks different for everyone. Some people cut out their biggest discretionary expenses like books, skincare, or takeout food, while others commit to making 0 purchases for the month. People report that doing the 30-day no-buy challenge did way more than help to trim their budgets. It transformed the way they thought about money by focusing their thoughts about spending. No-buy challenges are customizable and highly personal. Some folks focus on finding low-cost ways of living or adopting free hobbies. Others emphasize cutting back on spending temptations or detoxing from online shopping. Mostly, it forces more mindful spending. Some lessons learned from No Buy July or Low Buy July are that people pay a lot for convenience, like pet grooming services, manicures, facials, or exercising at the gym instead of performing those activities at home, or ordering takeout, which costs more than preparing a meal oneself. Another lesson is that there is free entertainment available, a lot of it especially in the summertime, in the way of concerts in the park, street dances, library events, and outdoor activities that cost nothing. No Buy July and Low Buy July also can spur more time with friends with no cost. Instead of meeting for dinner out, people organize at-home game nights and potluck dinners. One of the biggest bonuses from No Buy July or Low Buy July is that people see a boost to their savings, emergency funds, or paying off debt that eases their budget overall. That's the new social challenge for No Buy July or Low Buy July for a reset to more conscious, mindful, and less spending.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.